In no way is this disappearance of specialization more marked than in military and naval affairs. In the great days of Greece and Rome, war was a special calling, requiring a special type of man. In the Middle Ages, war had an elaborate technique, in which the footman played the part of an unskilled labourer, and even within a period of 100 years, it took a long period of training and discipline before the common discursive man could be converted into the steady soldier. Even today, traditions work powerfully, through extravagance of uniform, and through survivals of that mechanical discipline that was so important in the days of hand-to-hand fighting, to keep the soldier something other than a man. For all the lessons of the Boer War, we are still inclined to believe that the soldier has to be something severely parallel, carrying a rifle he fires under orders, obedient to the pitch of absolute abnegation of his private intelligence. We still think that our officers have, like some very elaborate and noble sort of performing animal, to be trained. They learn to fight with certain specified arms and weapons, instead of developing intelligence enough to use anything that comes to hand. But, indeed, when a really great European war does come and lets loose motor cars, bicycles, wireless telegraphy, aeroplanes, new projectiles of every size and shape, and a multitude of ingenious...